Hello, everybody, and welcome to this special podcast brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my co-host of my radio show, Joe Truini, is here to talk about the spring checklist of the four seasons of home ownership. If you've listened to other podcasts or our radio show where we talk about the four seasons of home ownership, you know that we have four lists, one for each season, and it's kind of a comprehensive way of looking at things that you really need to do to your home, and we broke it up into four different lists. Now, what we also did on the spring checklist, and by the way, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/four seasons and print it out right away. Matter of fact, it's got little check boxes and everything.
Yeah,
looks
right.
Cool, and will be able to put them right on the front of your refrigerator, and every time you go in and get that that sandwich, you notice those things I need to do.
Here's
the
top 10 sandwiches for you must do every spring.
Exactly. Right? So we've divided this up into three different ways just to, you know, kind of gauge your ambition. You know, if you want to just do the basic parts of it, we have the top 10 must do that we're going to cover with you. But also we have another one, if time and budget allow. Maybe you've gotten everything done, you got a little extra time and energy. Well, we have a few suggestions for you there. And the third part of it that we'll cover is a little something extra, things that you may never think about that you might need to do around the home. And the good news on all of this, it's very easy to get all of these things done. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of time. And like so many projects you do around your house, you don't have to do everything in one day. You can do a couple hours here, a couple hours there, and be able to get that gratification all along the way. So, Joe, you ready to hop right into this?
Yeah, I am. And we'll just preface it by saying you may not even need to do all of this depending on your house.
That's true.
Right? So
absolutely.
If one of them is clean a deck and you don't have a deck, then there you go. You don't even have to bother doing that one. So, yeah, let's get going, Danny. Top 10.
All right. You go for it.
Top 10 must do. Have your air conditioning and heating system serviced by a professional. We typically recommend you do this twice a year, and including the spring. So do that. Have a professional come in because you don't want to. And the other thing with all these, if you don't do these, sooner or later, you're going to have a very expensive, extensive repair. So we're trying to avoid that by just maintaining these pieces of equipment. Also, clear leaves and debris from your air conditioner condenser. That's the unit that's outside. It's not going to operate at peak efficiency if it's completely plugged up with leaves. So clear that out. Perform routine maintenance as needed. And if you need to call in a professional, you can do that as well. But yeah, keep that area around that clean. Sometimes people build fences around it and there's not enough airspace or that's plugged up with debris. So clean that out. That's really important.
And the third thing on our list of our top 10 is to clean all your rain gutters and don't forget those downspouts and double check. Make sure you don't need any type of caulking or reattachment to your fascia board, any of those things. Now's the time to do it. And if you haven't cleaned your gutters in, you know, several months, you're going to find a lot of stuff there because a lot of leaves have fallen over the last few months, and you'll want to get all of that out of there because those gutters are real important. If they back up, they're going to allow water to get into your soffit and your fascia overhang areas, and boy, I have seen some tremendous amount of damage, and also you'll be amazed at how it draws in all kinds of insects and wood-destroying type of insects. So
bugs,
you want to make sure
bees,
that you're...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Boring bees. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You want to make sure you take care of that. A fourth thing on the list is to clean debris off of your roof. Of course, you should do that on a fairly regular basis, but be careful on that roof. If it's fairly steep, which a lot of houses are these days, let a professional take care of that. But if you feel comfortable getting up there, grab that leaf blower and get up and just blow everything off. That's a lot easier than sweeping it off. And just go ahead and just blow it off on the ground. It's a lot easier to clean it up on the ground than it is on the roof. So you may want to do that before you do your rain gutters and downspouts. So and kind of do them all at one time. You'll be glad you did because you need to move that water away from your house at all times during the year.
And Danny always recommends spring is a great time to open up all the windows and air out the house, open doors and windows. A nice breezy day is ideal just to get a nice, fresh, clean air going through your house. But you also want to clean and repair any window screens because, of course, this is the time of year you're going to start putting in insect screening in all your windows and sliding patio doors. So, excuse me. So before you do that, of course, you want to clean the screens really well. And the first thing people often do when they're cleaning a screen, Danny, is a window screen, is they grab a garden hose. But often you can just brush off or vacuum off most of that dust, because once you get it wet, then it'll stick to the screen. It makes it harder to clean. So I always recommend using an upholstery brush on a vacuum cleaner, and obviously you do both sides of the screen, and just essentially scrubbing and vacuuming at the same time. That removes like 95% of the dust and dirt. And if you have to, then you can always go to washing it with some soap and water. But repair any rips in the screens, of course, to keep the bugs out. And don't forget to clean any tracks, clean and lubricate any tracks around the windows and sliding patio doors. And then you also want to clean lint. Speaking of cleaning, you want to clean lint out of your clothes dryer exhaust vent, especially if you have a gas dryer, because, of course, a gas dryer uses flame to dry your clothes, and lint is flammable. So get a lint brush. You can buy it's basically a brush on a long, flexible shaft. You can do it by hand or hook one up to a drill and run it through that vent. If the vent pipe in your in the basement or laundry room is damaged at all, replace that as well.
And now, normally, you would have to move that dryer out, not out of the room, but out enough that you can get behind it and disconnect it, because you want to clean it from both the outside and the inside. Now, if you do this, one of the advantages, you get to keep all the extra change that you find back there. See, you can pocket the change, of course you can. Okay, number seven on the list, lubricating all door locks along with exterior hinges, gates, and make sure you take care of all of those movable parts on your garage door. You can go to todayshomeowner.com and find out exactly what type of lubricant is good for each one, because multi-purpose type of lubricants are not good in some cases. You know, using some of that with some of the locks can actually cause it to gum up and cause you some problems down the line. Number eight, sharpen those garden tools. Man, you wouldn't believe, especially, over the last few years, when you buy a shovel or an axe or something like that, they're dull. There's almost no edge to it at all. Rarely do people sharpen it. If you do that, you will see even digging a hole to plant that tree is going to be a more pleasant and easier than if you just used a shovel right off the shelf.
The final two on this top 10 must-do spring list is prepare all flower beds and plants. So you want to rake out all the debris that may have collected there, till the soil, do whatever you need to do, and prepare those now, because, in most parts of the country, the growing season is relatively short. I live in Connecticut. It's extremely short. Danny's down here in South Alabama, so he has a much longer growing season. Either way, now is the time to prepare those flower beds and plants. And also, the last one is reverse the ceiling fans. Any ceiling fans have reversed them to the counterclockwise direction so that they're blowing air down, because that will provide a much cooler experience, obviously, than if they're blowing up.
And as we say many times, a ceiling fan running in an empty room during the summer is of no use. Right. It's cooling you. It's not cooling the room. So you don't waste electricity doing that. But it can actually save you a lot of electricity by making a room cooler than it actually is. So there you go. There's our top 10 must-do on our spring checklist. And the good news there, you're only talking about 8 to 9 hours worth of work total. And it's only going to cost you about $120 to $130, somewhere along those lines, maybe a little bit more, since everything's kind of gone up since we put this list together. But again, go to todayshomeowner.com/4seasons to find out, you can download everything and find out more information. And all of this is brought to you by our friends at Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, let's go kind of a little bit extra here. If time and budget will allow, here are 6 things that you can consider doing. Pressure wash your decks, fence, siding, and driveways during this time of the year. Always nice to get them nice and clean. Add additional insulation to the attic. If you don't have 14 inches of insulation in your attic, you're wasting a lot of money. You'll certainly get that money back very quickly. And how about organizing just one closet in your house? You don't have to do the whole house, but pick that ugly, mean, menacing cap closet that you have and make it look a whole lot better.
That's your closet.
Pretty much. Yeah. I know. I had the vision in my head when I said it.
You want to remove dust from lampshades, ceiling fans, ceiling fan blades, on tops of cabinets. If you have kitchen cabinets, don't go all the way to the ceiling. Any place, any horizontal surface or any surface that dust collects, now is a great time to remove that. And you can use, a vacuum with an upholstery brush or a damp cloth. There's a lot of tips on simple solutions at Today's Homeowner that shows how to remove dust. You also want to aerate and fertilize your lawn. This is a great time.
Most people
fertilize, Danny, and we often say not many people aerate. Aerate is simply punching holes in your lawn so that nutrients and water can get down into it. And very few people own an aerator, of course, but you can rent them. And we often suggest talk to your neighbors, see if you can share that rental. You can drive the cost down dramatically if you have 3 or 4 homeowners that can share that cost, because most homeowners have a relatively small yard. You can do all 4 yards in one day easily. So that's and then the final one, reseed all bare spots on the lawn. Now's a great time of year to get the grass seed started. And they do actually make seed repair blends. If you go to Home Depot in the garden department, you can buy a smaller bag that has seed and fertilizer and mulch and compost already in it, specifically designed for repairing bald or bearing spots on your lawn.
Okay, another segment, the last part that we'll share with you on the spring checklist is for the real ambitious overachievers here. You've gotten all the other things done, and you need a little something extra. Well, here's a few things you can do. Flip mattresses. This is something that the mattress people tell you all the time is, you know, ever so often flip it. Now's a good time to do it. Paint the mailbox and inspect the mailbox post and make sure it's in good shape and looking good. You know, curb appeal is very important, whether you're selling your house or not. And that's the first thing people see when they drive by your house is your mailbox. Make sure it looks very appealing. Another thing, organizing attics, closets, entertainment centers, and pantries always make you feel good. It's a good time of the year to do that.
And here's something most people don't think of, but you should take your indoor plants and move them outside, because that's a great place to clean them. You know, get all the, often you have dust and dirt collects on the plants. So that's a great way to very gently brush off all that dust and dirt. And you can water them. And if the water drains out, it's not that big a deal because they're outdoors. And then, you know, once they're all clean and healthy looking, you can bring them back inside. And then this is another big one. If you have a sump pump, chances are you're relying on that sump pump to operate when it needs to. So test it by pouring a bucket of water down into the sump pit to activate it to make sure that pump is working. Because the last thing you want to do is realize it's not working when you need it the most.
Now, this sounds like a tremendous amount of work, but as Joe mentioned earlier, a lot of these things may not even apply to your particular house, and you don't have to do them all at one time. But what we wanted to do is to provide you a checklist, a little inspiration, maybe a little bit of motivation to get some of these things done so that you can properly maintain your home. Again, you can download the whole checklist as well as see a lot of videos and articles on exactly how to do each and every aspect of these things that we mentioned. All of that's waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com/4seasons. We appreciate our friends at Home Depot for making this possible and being a part of our 4 seasons of home ownership. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this special Today's Homeowner podcast.